I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight that has joined. The Lord knew what was going to happen and the upset that it would bring to people that are standing in the gap for this nation. And so he has not only, you know, spoken to me in my spirit, but many times through the word, many times through visitations, many times through visions. I think I've got recorded here, well, I don't really know how many, 40, 41, something like that, of communications from the Lord. We're not going to try to do all those tonight, but I want you to know that most, if not all, that I'm going to share with you in the next two nights are going to be communications straight from Him. I may not share with you how that communication came. I may. But just know that I'm doing this for your upbuilding, for your strengthening, to give you, you know, in addition to the word, to give you something to hold on to. An angel appeared to me many, many years ago and told me that a vision or dream or a communication directly from the Lord was like a bird in the hand. You could feel it. You could nurture it. It grows in your hand until it comes to pass, until the promise is fully manifest. So the things that we see and hear of this nature are given as a manifestation of the actual promise. And they're given to give us greater assuredness, greater clarity, greater awareness that you're walking in the path of promises soon to be fulfilled. And so I guess that's why he talks to me the way he does. Maybe not so much to encourage me, but to encourage those who are fighting battles the likes of which they've never fought before, the likes of which they've never known. I mean, the magnitude of trying to save a nation is pretty big. So please stay with me. I'll try to move a little slower so that you can write things. And I hope I'm able to make things clear for you. Thank you. Okay. In 1999, at the end of the year, the Lord came to me. I was ministering in Canada to a group of pastors. And it was during that time, at exactly midnight, that the Lord came to me. And I had a three-hour visitation with Him in which He commissioned me to do what He called the gathering of the eagles. And He told me that through this, in my obedience to do this, He would save America. He said if I didn't, America would be utterly destroyed. They would take a first world country and turn it into a third world country. Within several months, he gave me the most horrendous experience. I was actually in Singapore walking down the corridor with a friend when suddenly this old American bathtub appeared to me, the kind that had what we call the claw feet on the bottom. And it was filled, I know it's going to sound terribly gross, but it was filled with blood, human blood. And in this blood, I could hear the cries, the screams, the running of people from small children to the elderly, trying to escape the war that had come to their city. It was horrifying. And the Lord said to me, if you do not do everything within your power to fulfill the commission that I've given you so that I can save America, I will require the blood of all who die at your hands. Now, there probably aren't a lot of people today that receive those kinds of horrific warnings from the Lord. I don't know. I just know that's what he told me. So we've traveled through some pretty serious warfare to avoid meeting that warning and to see America saved, to see America protected, to see America saved from war, from the plans of the Illuminati, who had the New World Order. The Lord thought that this was a very important element of our survival, and he wanted to ensure that I was going to be faithful. And in my faithfulness, to ensure that there would be an adequate amount of people that would be willing to set aside time, convenience, issues, whatever the enemy would use to keep you as an intercessor from joining the intercessory core, you might say, to pray and seek the Lord. Repent for the past and move forward in the salvation of this country. So I really appreciate you coming. I really appreciate you hearing what the Lord is saying, taking it to heart, taking it seriously. We're right on the cusp of something absolutely so wonderful. And so many of you have stayed with us year after year after year to see this come to pass. And it means so much to me, and even more to the Lord. In the gathering that we had in Jacksonville, we had a tremendous move of God. I mean, it was just awesome. And there was a point in time when everyone that was in leadership in this meeting got off our seat it kind of simultaneously and fell to the floor to worship the Lord. The Spirit was abounding in there at that time, and it was a very, very strong presence of His holiness. So we all went to our faces to worship Him on our face. And while we were on the floor, the Spirit of Reformation, the Angel of Reformation, came in, took one of our leaders, who has a very, very powerful and pure, beautiful prophetic gift, and took him to heaven. Once they arrived in heaven, he saw that the angel had a star in his hand. And he said to this prophet, who was a friend of mine, he said to him, he looked at the star and he threw it down into the middle of the gathering, and it chipped, and it just flew. These chips flew in about five different ways, and he saw the very cities that the chips from that star would enter. And he looked at the prophet, and he said to the prophet, "There now, the Spirit of Reformation has come, and it will be with you to help you do this work that you are beginning to work." And it was really quite interesting. He saw the five cities that these pieces of the star fell into. And interestingly enough, within a week, I had heard from someone who represented one of those cities that their church had been moved into revival that Sunday. So that five people came to me. Each one represented one of those five cities. And the thing that was so sad to me is that within a few months, every one of those churches lost the revival for lack of interest. So we've waited all this time now for God to do what He wants to do. We've gone through the preparatory work. We hope for Him to be able to do it. And now it looks like the enemy's trying to steal it from us. But really and truly, I feel that God has just taken us down the path and showed us one more thing that could impede His ultimate goal for America. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about where God stands in it and how we must pray. So I hope you'll stay with me and we'll gain some insight together. Okay, the Lord told me many, many years ago that He has given America to be free. It was not His will for us to be enslaved in any way to another nation. And that is part and parcel of what He's trying to break the yoke of, even as we sit here tonight speaking. He is going to fulfill a heart desire that's very important to Him, and that is the complete liberation of America. Do not look at this time as a time of an end or a time where someone is misguided so that we've lost what we've worked for over 20 years. That's simply not the case. God is moving that he can remove things that would impede the blessing that he wants to give to America. We must live by Christ's principles and laws, and I think probably everyone on this line knows that. And so, one of the things that he's removing is this double standard in government. So we must live by Christ's principles and laws. If we do, we're going to prosper. We can't help but prosper. But we have this elite that think that they're not answerable to God. And quite honestly, I think we're learning they don't want to be answerable to him. But they can't avoid God's program, God's ways, what he has determined. We can't violate that. We think we can, but in the end, we find in very painful ways that we cannot. So God is dealing with these people that any who will repent can be saved, can be blessed, and those who will not are going to suffer the discipline of justice. So please, as we go through this, I want you to see this as God. I guess we've been saying this actually for years, but right now it seems like we really need to get this in our heart. God has allowed everything that has transpired, and he's done it with one thing in mind. He's going to save America. And one of the people that he's going to use to save America is President Trump. And so we haven't lost anything here. We've kind of veered off to the right. We weren't expecting it. We should have been, because in going through notes, I think Ricky has found that the Lord did speak to her about it prophetically. He did speak to me about it prophetically. I've found that in the last several days. So he was trying to alert us. Now we're going through it, but it's not going to be for bad. It's going to be for good, I promise you. We had many outrageous sins and strongholds to overcome in the nation before this task could be undertaken. And that's what we've been working on. Week after week, month after month, year after year, we have been working on repentance over very, very serious issues. The way we overtook the nation by displacing the Native Americans the way we did, by what we did to those who are now African Americans, what we are still doing to the unborn, what we have done to people of many ages in the human trafficking scenario. And we've had to repent of all these things and many more. We've just repented and repented in what the Lord called identificational repentance. Now, what he did was take me through the Word and show me where this kind of thing was required in the past, and what he did when the people of God entered into this identificational repentance. And so I moved into obedience over this very quickly. It was very easy. I didn't have any doubts in my heart. And the people who were coming to the gatherings apparently didn't have any doubts either. So we could just flow with the Spirit, enter into what the Lord needed us to enter into, to allow Him to undertake for our needs. We are going through what He showed me prophetically through a vision. When I saw the flag being put through a ringer washer, and it was so dirty when it was put through that ringer washer. I mean, it was just dirty. But when it came out the other side, it was sparkling clean to the point that it looked glorious. And the Lord spoke to me and told me, this is what it will look like when He's finished. So that's where He's taking us. The Lord is not angry with America. And I know a lot of ministers, even prophets, that want to say that He is. But the truth is, He's not. What He wants to do is liberate the people of America from those who want to abuse us, who want to use us, who want to create their new world order with America right in the middle of it. He wants to abolish their temporal power and its ability to hurt this nation. So what we're seeing is not a judgment upon the average person in America, or even a severe judgment on the church for not being the best that it could be, but rather a judgment on those who have evil intents. Keep that in mind until God has completed all that He wants to complete, so that He can release His glory in this nation. It's taken over 20 years for us to prepare this nation for what God wants to do. And the beauty of it all is because it's being done right. We did our part. Now Trump has been doing his part, and he's going to keep doing his part. America will stand. It's that simple. We don't have to have a scientific degree to figure it out. We, as a nation, will stand. Many years ago, I had the strangest experience I could ever tell anybody. And I think when I tell you what happened, you might say, how in the world did you deal with that? Because it would be a really very distracting 28 days. But 24 hours a day, for 28 days, the month of February, I had a vision encircling my head like a wreath around my head. And what I saw in this vision was life back in the days of George Washington. What they did to prepare the path for America to become a sovereign nation. I saw it play out 24 hours a day for 28 days. I don't know how many years that amounted to. All I know is that I saw George Washington and his comrades, those who were trying to create this sovereign nation, those who were willing to fight for it, willing to, because of their credentials, help make it happen on a logistical basis. And it was beautiful. There was so much excitement in the air. It seemed like the whole nation was talking about this in their homes, on the street, in the marketplace. It was the talk of the nations to bring this to pass. And amidst all of this, stirring all of this, was the spirit of revolution. It really is a presence sent from God. This revolution that we were entering into at that time as a nation was not human ingenuity, human energy, although both were involved. It was something being provoked by part of God called the spirit of revolution. I saw it again, provoking what became the Civil War, because God was trying to provoke a place of greater freedom for all the peoples of America. And now here we are again. The spirit of revolution has been provoking President Trump and those who believe in what he's doing into preparing this nation for the revolution that is going to be broken out on another level. It's also the spirit of reformation working hand to hand, hand in hand, with the spirit of revolution. The end result is going to be the nation that God has been waiting for since 1776. We are not at the end. We are working our way into the next highest level of this work with the Lord. And it's a beautiful thing, an absolutely beautiful thing in the eyes of God. In fact, I felt when I saw the loyalists rise up on behalf of the nation, the Lord allowed me to feel their hearts, allowed me to hear and understand their minds, and he allowed me to feel his heart. And both with such, both the hearts of the loyalists and the heart of the Lord were so filled with anticipation and joy. They were going after their muskets to fight for America. But God's heart was full of joy because he knew that this little skirmish was going to get rid of those that would never let America enter into this plan of God. So I want you to know that while the world is mourning, we are rejoicing. We were in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a couple of decades ago. We were there praying. We were there in the little area where our first federal government was formed. We were walking across like a lawn area when suddenly an eagle, bald eagle, mature bald eagle, appeared in the sky, just over my head. I saw it flying in one direction and suddenly made a U-turn, flying back to where it came from. Now, it didn't bank to make that turn, but it made the U-turn in a way that a car would make it. And I asked the Lord, what are you telling me? What is this marvelous thing you're showing me? He said, the eagle is America. It's about to make a U-turn and go right back to the beginning. And I'm going to bless this work. This new beginning was a return to 1776, which we will talk about more in a bit. Now back at 1871, which was a little after 1776, America entered into some problems, financial problems. And that brought about, you might say, a partnership with the Catholic Church, with London, and with D.C. The goal of the Catholic Church and London was to bring us into the New World Order all the way back then, putting us under British law, which is under Vatican law. And the hope, I suppose, was that they would be able to stop our continued move forward to absolute sovereignty, because that's what it affected when they entered into that partnership. That created a stranglehold over America, a stranglehold that was the partnership of the Vatican, of London, and D.C. And it was based in a financial agreement. Believe it or not, we are still under the stranglehold of what took place in 1871. Trump's goal is to get us out from under that. He's working, or has been working, feverishly to get it done. Where he is at this exact moment, I don't know. I do know that he's made progress. Progress no one else has even tried to make. He is making. When that happens, in its entirety or completion, it's going to break the stranglehold over America that has been over us since 1871, at which time America became a corporation. Instead of a nation, it became a corporation. Now, there was a point in time 20 years ago when the Lord began to speak to me and talk to me about all of this. And he would give me names of people who were the heads of the New World Order or the Illuminati, the Cabal, whatever you want to call them. He gave me their names supernaturally. Dates at which time they came to be involved with the movement, and the times In other words, the things that were stirred up around them because of this involvement. It was amazing. I mean, I'm getting all this information. I knew nothing about what it could possibly be about. And finally, I asked the Lord, what are you giving me? Now, I had probably 60% of my team from the gatherings on the phone with me, and we were all praying together over what the Lord wanted us, you know, the direction that he wanted us to go to when he started giving me this information. So I said, Lord, what is this? Who are these people? What is this information you're giving me, and why? And he let me know that these are the heads of the Illuminati, the families that headed and do head what is called the Illuminati. And their greatest plan right now is to bring America down so they could have complete control over America and accomplish something that they had been working on literally for hundreds of years. But he told me, I'm going to stop them in their tracks. I'm not going to let them prevail. And that's why I've called you to do this work of the gathering, so that we can get the work done in time to stop them before they can cause any serious damage. They were planning a U.S. takeover, and the Lord was planning a cabal takeover. Isn't that funny? So the U.S. corporation must and will go. When did the United States cease to be a sovereign nation and begin to be a corporation? In 1871. Please remember that. Today, this U.S. corporation includes not only Illuminati members, but the president, by nature of the way it was written, has to be the CEO or the president of this corporation. And so President Trump got to learn all about it, and it's really good that he did, because he's tearing it apart to the knowledge that he gained. But today, the party of the Dems is the party that works under the umbrella or for corporate America, the corporation. I'm sure that many of the Republicans do as well. But when President Trump finishes, and you might say, well, he's not president anymore. Well, the Lord sees things a little differently than we do, and I'll discuss that with you as well soon. But what I was shown is that when God deals with 1871, the power and the authority of the Democrats will fall like dominoes. I saw the whole thing fall like dominoes. And I mean, you know, if you've got a line of dominoes set up and you push the first domino, and then all the succeeding dominoes fall under the weight of the first one. And that's what it's going to look like. In the vision I was given, the Clintons were the first dominoes to fall. And then many thereafter, well, all of them, all of the Democrats fell. And I'm sure those who consider themselves rhinos will also be part of that pack of dominoes falling. They're going to fall because what they have served has not been the people. What they have served has been this entity, this corporate entity that was created in 1871. And when that falls, America will revert back to a sovereign nation. And this is nothing but good news. No one but God will rule over us when this happens. Not the Vatican, not Great Britain, or anybody else for that matter. Only God. And how could things be better than that? Now, Jesus came and sat down one night, 121 actually, sat down on my bed, and he spoke to me and said, this was January 21, 21, and he said, Biden will not be the next president. Isn't it 120 that they do the inauguration? So I'm thinking, Lord Jesus, but he's already president. But his next thought to me was, he will not even be inaugurated. And he affirmed that through the Urim and Thummim. Now, if he isn't making a strong statement by an appearance, but the Urim and Thummim speaks to me, I can take that to the bank. I mean, it's just so, it is the will of God. It is the knowledge of God that's being given to me. And here we are being told he won't be the next president, and he's already been elected president, and that he won't be inaugurated, and he's already been inaugurated. So that was a little confusing. But what I have learned since is, and what you've learned, is that we have this little problem called the election fraud, the voting fraud. So Biden was never elected the president. He wasn't. If there had been no fraud, there would have been no question. Trump would have just stayed on because he was so far from being elected. Trump had so much more behind him. Biden couldn't begin to pick it up. And on top of that, now we've got an inauguration, and you would think, well, if they've inaugurated him, how can he not be the president? Well, because the inauguration also was fake. And secondly, there are about three different reasons why it was a fake inauguration. In other words, it couldn't be a fruitful inauguration. It was illegal. But one of those reasons was because they couldn't inaugurate the incoming president legally before 12 o'clock noon, 12:01 to be exact. And Biden had his inauguration 10 hours before that. So that one thing alone makes it illegal. Secondly, he wasn't voted in as the next president. So those two things alone make him totally illegal. not to mention other things that we're all going to find out, that we're all going to learn very soon. So although it looks like he's been inaugurated, although it looks like he really should be the president, it's all illegal. It's fake. So don't look at it when you pray. Don't look at it like it can't be changed. It can be changed, and in fact, must be changed. I know that Ricky shared some things with you when we came together on Tuesday. And John and Ken and Debbie also made issues. The truth is, how do you make legal and therefore real what is illegal and therefore fake? How do you do that? You have to align with the law, and if you're doing the opposite of what the law requires, how do you stand? Well, in the temporal world, if those who can fight this do fight it, it cannot stand. It's illegal. I know that when Obama went into office, he also went into it illegally, but no one fought it. This time, we must fight it, and first and foremost, in prayer. When we win this battle in prayer, the armies of every nation on the earth cannot take from us what is ours. But if we just give it over to Biden, even though it's totally illegal, the elite will be able to accomplish what they want to accomplish. If there's no one to challenge the illegality of it, they've got no problems, even though it's totally illegal. Isn't that terrible? And so we must challenge it. And the ones who have to challenge it so that Trump can win his challenge are the intercessors of this nation, the church. God's going to restore this nation to the church because we are the ones he gave it to several years ago. We were walking across the highway in D.C. when totally unexpectedly the Lord said, I now give this nation to the church. Now, God is not man that he can tell a lie. He wasn't trying to manipulate me. He wasn't trying to tease me. He was telling me exactly what he had just done that very moment. So the church, the nation belongs to the church. It doesn't belong to Joe Biden. It doesn't belong to the Democratic Party. It doesn't belong to the elite. It doesn't belong to the New World Order. It doesn't belong to the Illuminati. It doesn't belong to the Republican Party. It belongs to the church. And we are the ones that have to hold on to it by the delegated authority that God has given us. Those who are trying to steal it out from under us cannot, because if the thief be found, the Bible says he must restore seven times more. So I don't know what all they're going to have to restore, but one thing I do know is they're going to have to restore the nation, because we're not going to put up with it. Right? Right. January 19th of this year, he showed me three pyramids of power that the Illuminati are using to usurp America's independence So they had to come down. On January 21, the Lord instructed me thus. Each pyramid indicated one of the three cities as recorded above. That's D.C., London, and the Vatican. Then he said, this yoke has been severed. When he said that, tremendous light and joy exploded within me. It was the victory of the dismantling of the yoke of bondage those three city-states had over the true America and its effect over the whole world. These power centers still exist but can no longer rule over us. Our relationship has been altered as they have lost their dominion by divine intervention. And my brothers and sisters, I want you to listen to me. They no longer have a right to rule over this nation. That right has been severed. It is dead. And we must stand against it in prayer that God will manifest the broken yoke and the liberty of his justice for this nation. We're not pleading with God to do it. He's already done it. We are telling the devil we're not going to stay under his captivity when God has liberated us. You want your loved ones to come to the Lord? Get rid of the darkness that is keeping them bound. Amen. Now, Benjamin Rothschild was the Pindar of the Illuminati. He just died. Years ago, the Lord caused me to know and understand that he had to come down. The Illuminati would always maintain like an umbrella of wickedness over this nation as long as he was alive. I know for some of you, that probably sounds really scary. But God knows. He knows what he has to do. No man killed him. The Lord ended his time. And so we have a whole new liberty to work from. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Everything that we thought was at this moment looking like darkness, that we had lost everything. Actually, the truth is, we are freer this moment than we have been in decades, in years, in centuries. So we're not moving backwards, we're moving forward. Not only are we moving forward, but the ego is making a U-turn and heading back to 1776. These pyramids being broken will allow us to move into the 1776 Republic. If my info is correct, the removal of the corporation occurred in July of 2020, just a matter of months ago. So we've got an incredibly beautiful open heaven to do things by God's help in this nation we have not had in centuries. Trump is the president of this new emerging government. The day after the fake inauguration, doesn't that sound funny? I mean, right now, it doesn't sound scary. Fake inauguration, it sounds silly. It sounds like, why are we playing, you know, why are we playing like we're in a play that we can't win? Why do we feel like we're on a stage we have no business being on? A fake inauguration? That is hysterical. And it's been discovered. The day after the fake inauguration, the Lord told me Trump is the president of the republic. This present crisis is not about an election. It really isn't. I know it sounds like it is. People are trying to make it sound like it is. But it isn't about an election. It is about a war between the cabal and Americans. It is about the 1871 imprisonment created by the cabal, which is named Corporation of America. I don't think that's its exact name, but you can look it up. It is the 1871 government that was established. Fighting against, owned by the cabal, and fighting against Americans. Fighting against truth. I want to share some, John may have shared this when he talked, but I can remember when we were ministering in NOLA, I saw this mountain that looked bigger than the world. It was huge. And it was a mountain of truth. I saw the peoples of the nations standing at the bottom of the mountain with, you know, hammer and chisel trying to break it down. But they couldn't touch it. They looked like a bunch of ants coming against that mountain. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, truth is impenetrable. You cannot overcome truth. And I thought, these foolish people, that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy truth. How do you destroy truth? Well, they're going to find you can't. The 1776 Republic must be allowed to prosper. A decade ago, I was telling someone that 1776 would be restored. With each word, I tapped the arm of my chair. On the last word, one single huge peal of thunder rolled across the sky. It was as loud as I've ever heard. Many were in the room, and with shocked amazement, they all looked at me and cried, "Did you hear that?" I said, "Yes. God is speaking to us." And what was he saying? What I just spoke to that group. 1776 will be restored. And Trump is the man. Then, far more recently, I mean this year, I saw, well, the Lord came and took me into a room where there was a table and a map of America on the table. My team was there, seemingly waiting for us. We came into the room. Jesus went and picked up a piece of papyri that was very, very firm. He brought it over very carefully and began to lay it over the map. John decided he would rise up and help the Lord do this. The Lord would put his hand between the papyri and the map, smoothing everything out to make sure there were no like air bubbles or anything like that between the two. And when everything was smoothed out, they laid the papyri on the map. And the papyri was the constitution of 1776. That's what the Lord said. He said, this is the constitution of 1776. And as he said that, he gave his hands one more run across what he had laid down. And at that, the two literally became one. Then he said, now, the Lord is over all of America. And what he was saying to me is that the Father God was Lord over all of America under that Constitution. Isn't that exciting? President Trump.
Amen.
President Trump is in victory and will stay in victory. He has suffered no loss regardless what has happened. President Trump will be seen as unjustly persecuted, and those who help Biden will shudder in horror. But all things are moving according to God's plan. The next phase of the Reformation, the Lord said, we are right on course. Stay the path, he told me. Then he gave me a beautiful, beautiful vision. And it really, I'm not going to go into the vision, but it reflected the coming of this beautiful Reformation. This beautiful level of Reformation. Very soon. It's going to bring such a glorious awakening to this country that those who would love truth, if they could know it, are going to be amazed, astounded. On 1/21/21, during a corporate call, I had a staff in my hand, and I declared, first level of Reformation is finished. I just said it with a real energy to my voice. And the next level is going to be restoration. After this, the Spirit of the Lord had filled that room so completely, I couldn't stand up. And that's not normal for me. I mean, when the anointing comes, it can be pretty heavy, and I can handle it when others can't, because I've been functioning in it, for decades. But I couldn't stand up. Such a powerful presence of God came in. Now, Ricky had this incredible vision of the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea. And the Lord spoke to me on that same day, 1/21/21, that we have met the Red Sea moment. We have gone through and are in movement, and the enemy is getting pushed back behind us. Now, the whole essence of what he was saying to me, and I saw that we had entered into the Red Sea, and we were walking across the floor of the Red Sea. That's where we were. We had gone down. We were walking across the floor. When we got to the other side of the Red Sea, we would have to walk up again. And he told me that's where we were headed. It looks like we're down because it looks like Biden won the election. But God was wanting us to know that we're still in process of getting rid of our enemies and not to worry about this. We're going down, but we're coming back up. Now, the elite's plan is to destroy those who are fighting with Trump to bring things forth by way of lawsuits and, well, several other ways that are not, we don't have to discuss tonight. They are also fighting against us and are praying. If any of you have found that it's a little bit more difficult to pray right now, that's why. Our free speech is also coming under attack, and censorship and also persecution is what they have on their minds. We look at people like Trump. We know that they're censoring him. He's been forced to close bank accounts, apparently. And they're trying to silence his supporters. Lynn Wood, who stands with him completely, is also undergoing persecution. The State Bar of Georgia is trying to disbar him. The same with Sidney Powell. Lawyers Club of Atlanta is trying to expel him. Alma Mater trying to remove his name in a courtroom named in honor of him. Dominion System is suing Rudy Giuliani for $1.3 billion over supposed false allegations on election fraud. Now, I wonder, I mean, they're not going to get that money. It's just a waste of time. And they're forcing Rudy to spend money he shouldn't have to spend to defend himself. But wouldn't it be funny if the one that ends up getting that exchange is not Dominion, but Rudy, when it is proven that there was, in fact, fraud with these Dominion systems? I would say we need to pray about that. Their plan is to silence the church, then persecution will follow. But God is even now strengthening his church. When did the Lord give this to me? Sometime last year. I don't remember exactly when, but I shared it with my team at that time, and there was no such thing following. I mean, it didn't look like that's where we were headed. But now here, you can look back and see, yeah, that's exactly where they're trying to go. So pray against it, and pray that God will break through the silence that they're trying to create around the church, and that he will, through all of this, strengthen his church. Next and not least, on this particular sheet, we've got Trump will lead us to God. And then I put Biden will close the national door on God. That's a very serious thing. as you can well imagine. But you push the sin in God's face, and what is he going to do? If the people who are living in this nation will not rise up and fight for what is right, God will simply depart. This is the way he responds to this kind of stuff. Also, they will try every avenue to push God out of everything, including education, so that the wickedness of the wicked can prevail. So as intercessors, we must pray. When we come together, we must pray that God is going to preserve righteousness, righteous paths, that God will have full freedom in this nation. President Trump is, you know, kind of under a type of coup. But at this point in time, the military is taking the head until all things are made right. Trump is still the president. If anyone faults you on that, you don't have to fight with them or argue with them. Just do the research, find out for yourself, and lay the research down in front of them. Trump, legally, is still the president. He's the one that won the election. And everything about Biden is fraud. So, we would be like running alongside of the deception or the lie if we didn't stand for the truth. Trump is still the president, and God will vindicate him in that. Now, in this vision that occurred 1-18-21, a man's voice, I saw two men standing in front of a very large mirror, one like a large picture window. One of those men had a gun, a 50 caliber Desert Eagle. It's a military gun. Its bullets are many times larger than a standard bullet. And that's clearly what I saw. I mean, I saw the whole gun, though I've never seen it before. I saw every inch of that gun. I know what it looks like. And as it says, it was a 50 caliber Desert Eagle. He reached out and shot the mirror. Then the words below were spoken. Further plans are now detonated. Now, it was a military man who shot it, not our enemy, but God's friend who shot the gun. And further plans, as a result, are now detonated. And to be detonated, it means to explode or to cause to explode. So these plans are going to explode. Q posted 2 years ago the words "shot" heard around the world. A week to remember. I just saw that shot occur, and it will begin to be manifested on the 19th. Now, just before I had that experience, I heard that someone handed Trump some information in his office at the White House. And his response to receiving that information and reading it was, you know, this changes everything. I keep asking the Lord to show me what he received and what is going to change as a result. I don't know. I only know that it's for our good. But I sense that the shot heard around the world has something to do with the paperwork that Trump received. Now, on January 14th, 2021, I saw a 3D vision. Jesus was flying in the air or through the air as the Lion of Judah. Behind him were four lions with two on each side forming a V shape. They looked identical to the Lion of Judah, but they were a little smaller and they had wings. They looked terrorizing. The minute they landed on the mountain, they ran along the top of the mountain to the cliff and began a mighty roar. The Lion of Judah reached the top first and started the roaring, then would shake his head, shake his mane, and continue roaring. Once the other four lions reached the top, still in V formation, they began to roar as well. I could see a force moving at the roar of this truth. The temporal side of the lion vision, on January 16th, the Lord spoke to me through a video that showed exactly what I saw in the 3D vision, with the exception of the four lions behind the Lion of Judah. The Lord said the Lion of Judah also typifies Trump, and the four lions with him are the images of the complete mantle that is with President Trump to empower him to complete his job. The mantle of Washington vision that I received on 126, Trump has the mantle of Kennedy, but he also has the mantle of George Washington. The very forces Washington had to fight are the forces Trump is fighting. What was developed through Washington's battle was developed by the Spirit of God working with Washington to create this force, knowing it would be used again on a man called Trump. He is fighting the same forces that Washington fought, but Trump is going to prevail in it. When it is done, the unity of brotherhood will be restored, and the nations of the earth will see it and hunger for it. A vision that I received on 1-3. Now, these things are talking about our future in America. I saw President Trump and Melania were at the head. Melania was dressed in her white dress and hat that symbolized the White Hats movement. Suddenly, I saw what looked like the blazing sun, but whiter than the most brilliant light, come down from the heavens. This was not the sun, but was actually the glory of the sun, S-O-N. I watched as first Trump, then Melania, then the crowd who flanked them on both sides, and as far back as I could see, raised their hands and began shouting praises to God. When this occurred, I saw a blast come out of the sun, S-U-N, which was glory, shooting right at the large mass of people. It was blinding. Once the initial burst was released, the light kept streaming down upon them until they glowed with the same glory as the sun. I could see so many faces that I recognize. People who were fighting the battle alongside of President Trump, They were filled with ecstasy from the glory streaming upon them. They were being given a glimpse of the soon coming glory that would grace America because of our obedience to judge ourselves. It was as though a door was being opened to see the future. They were seeing glory such as a man would never have hoped to see. Thus their high praises rang out. They kept thinking, we never knew our obedience would open the door to such things. I could clearly see that they all had become luminescent from being clothed with the Lord's glory. I have never seen anything like this. What could this mean? I don't know how to verbally express the beauty that I saw. This nation was clothed in beauty and in glory. It looked like something almost unearthly. And I know that it depicted the results of the soon coming revival, the fullness of reformation, and many other things. Reclamation, I think we have 9 R's, are going to be in fulfillment. And the radiance of God's glory is going to shine forth from the people of this nation. So don't grow weary in well-doing. God is going to bring forth his promise because we've been faithful. There's a song that came out. I don't know if everyone would love that song the way I do. I love it because Jesus sang it to me when he was sitting on my bed talking to me. And the song is about him doing it again. It talks about his faithfulness. It talks about that we're in his hand. And it talks about him being a mountain-moving God. What he's done in the past, he's going to do again. He's going to remove the hindrances to his relationship with the American people. He's going to bring forth a manifestation of his glory, the likes of which we have never seen before. And he's going to do it, I'm telling you the truth, because not only because of our faithfulness in prayer, but because of President Trump's faithfulness. Had he let these wicked people stop him in his commission, we would not be coming into the day that we're coming into. But he refused. He refused to stop, and he kept moving forward. This man, I don't know. You have to call him something between an eagle and a lion and an ox and probably many other things, because he just has not stopped. No matter what the problems have been, he has continued until he's overcome every hindrance, and he will finish his task. You can be assured of that. He will finish his task. We have something to rejoice in. We have something to be delighted in. We have hope. We have incentive. We can have the freedom of faith, knowing that God is going to answer the prayers because he said he would. It's that simple. He's a big God. He's a holy God. He's a God who is truth. He's not man that he can tell a lie. He brought Trump into being for this moment. He brought us together for this moment to pray for this nation, to walk lockstep with President Trump, doing our part in the realm of the spirit so that he can do his part in the natural realm. We have nothing to do but to rejoice. Now, I'm going to finish this up tomorrow night, as I still have quite a bit to share with you. I hope that you will find this of value to your faith. What I'm going to give you tomorrow night will also give you great value to your faith. God is a God of promise. He makes the promise to keep it. That is his goal. It's not like a carrot being dangled out in front of us that we can never reach. He makes the promise so he can keep it. So I'm going to turn this over to John. I'm going to ask him to lead you in prayer so you can pray over the future of America and things to right the wrongs done to President Trump. That God will establish his place that no man can take from him. And I want to once again thank you for coming on. Please join us tomorrow, and I think we'll be able to finish this tomorrow. God bless you.